Part 2, Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified three companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are USEC Inc., Aurora Diagnostics, and Milagro Oil. USEC Inc., a producer of enriched uranium for nuclear power plants, said in December that it will file for Chapter 11 protection with a prepackaged plan negotiated with holders of 60% of the $530 million in senior unsecured notes. Before implementation, there must be agreement with Babcock & Wilcox Company and Toshiba Corp., holders of preferred stock. Discussions with Babcock and Toshiba regarding the restructuring of their preferred convertible equity investment are ongoing. The plan calls for noteholders to receive $200 million in new debt, along with 79% of the new stock. Babcock and Toshiba are slated to receive 16% of the new stock, along with $40 million in new debt, on the same terms as noteholders. Existing shareholders are to retain 5% of stock. The company expects to file for relief under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code in the first quarter of 2014. USEC reported a $87.2 million net loss on revenue of $909 million during the first three quarters of 2013. The balance sheet was upside down on September 30th, with assets of $1.7 billion and debt totaling $2.17 billion. USEC's legal advisor for the restructuring is Latham & Watkins LLP. Its financial advisor is Lazard, and its restructuring advisor is Alex Partners LLP. An ad hoc group of holders of USEC's senior convertible notes was advised by Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld LLP and Houlihan Lokey. Following the announcement, Moody's Investors Service lowered USEC's corporate family rating, CFR, to CA from CAA1, and probability of default rating to CPD from CAA1PD. The outlook is negative. Aurora Diagnostics Holdings LLC, a closely held healthcare company that provides diagnostic and information services to physicians, hospital systems, and researchers, has tapped bankers at Evercore Partners and is in talks with restructuring lawyers at Kirkland & Ellis LLP, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing people familiar with the matter. Bankruptcy, though, isn't imminent, as the company, which is owned by investment firm Summit Partners, examines opportunities for an out-of-court restructuring, WSJ sources said. Aurora carries about $300 million in debt. Aurora operates about 20 laboratory locations in 12 U.S. states that partner with medical professionals. In September 2013, Moody's Investors Service downgraded Aurora Diagnostics' corporate family rating to CAA2. The outlook for the ratings remains negative. The downgrade, according to Moody's, reflects Moody's expectation that the company will see continued difficulty in mitigating a significant decline in revenue and EBITDA. In October, Standard & Poor's lowered its corporate credit rating on Palm Beach Gardens, Florida-based Aurora Diagnostics to CCC+ from B-. S&P said the negative rating outlook on Aurora reflects the possibility it will violate its loan covenant or exhaust its borrowing capacity in 2014. Milagro Oil & Gas, Inc. didn't make a November 15th interest payment on $250 million in 10.5% second lien notes due in 2016. The Houston-based oil and gas production and development company didn't cure the payment default during the 30-day grace period, according to Standard & Poor's. Default on the second lien notes was an event of default under the company's credit facility, S&P said. Moody's Investors Service said in December it expects Milagro will file for bankruptcy or complete a, quote, distressed exchange, given the unsuccessful debt restructuring attempts in 2013. In May, Milagro announced a tender offer for the second lien notes, where, for each old $1,000 note, holders could receive $750 in cash, or $500 in new Class A units and $500 in a new note on much the same terms, except that half the interest would have been paid with more notes. Expiration of the exchange offer was extended several times until it was finally terminated on October 31st. Milagro's production is mostly onshore in Texas and Louisiana. In the first half of 2013, Milagro reported operating income of $9.6 million on revenue of $65.5 million. After preferred dividends, the net loss for the half year was $25.9 million. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part two of the report. The report continues in part three.